You know those awesome hikes you go on? The trails with the incredible views, the hidden lakes you stumble upon, or even just like a simple nature walk. Like, have you ever stopped to think about how all of that gets put together, you know? Like all the behind the scenes stuff that makes these outdoor adventures possible?
Right.
Well, today we're going to dive deep into a pretty cool tool called GeoTrack.
Yeah.
And if you've never heard of it, no worries at all, because we're going to break down exactly what it is and why it's so important for, organizing those amazing outdoor experiences we all love.
Yeah, I mean, chances are you've probably already seen GeoTrek in action.
Yeah.
You know, when you pull up a trail map online, you check out a website for a national park or whatever, you see those detailed maps, points of interest, all that good stuff.
Right.
That's often GeoTrek working its magic behind the scenes, organizing all that info.
Ah.
Yeah, so our goal today is to, paint a clear picture of what GeoTrek is all about. We'll start with like the historical context, how it all came to be, and then we'll dig into what it can actually do.
Let's rewind a bit then. Before all these fancy digital tools, I imagine managing trails and tourist info was well, a bit more chaotic. Am I picturing like piles of paper maps, maybe a few well-worn
Oh
notebooks?
yeah, definitely. Think about it. As more and more people wanted to get outdoors and the networks of trails and points of interest just kept growing and growing, those old school methods just couldn't keep up. I mean, can you imagine trying to update a paper map every single time a trail got rerouted or a new scenic spot popped up?
It'd be a nightmare, constantly printing new maps.
Exactly. That's when people started realizing, hey, we need something more efficient, something more streamlined to manage all this information. That's where systems like GeoTrek really started coming into play.
Makes sense. So GeoTrek is like the solution to that problem, to that chaos.
Absolutely. And here's something really cool about GeoTrek. It's what we call open source. You know what that means?
Vaguely.
Basically, it means the underlying code, the building blocks of the software, are freely available to everyone. And get this, it's developed and improved by a whole community of people who actually use GeoTrek.
That's pretty cool. So it's constantly evolving based on like real world needs.
Exactly. If you're interested, you can actually dive deeper into the history of GeoTrek and the folks behind it at geotrek.fr.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. But let's get to the heart of it. What exactly is GeoTrack? Like, how would you explain it to someone who's, completely clueless?
Okay, imagine GeoTrek as this super handy toolbox, specifically designed for people who manage trails, parks, all sorts of outdoor activities. They use these tools to get organized, to keep track of everything, and then to share all that information with the public, with people like us who want to explore and have fun outdoors.
Gotcha. So it's like the ultimate behind the scenes organizer.
Exactly. And the core of this system, the brain, so to speak, is called GeoTrek Admin. That's where all the magic happens. It's where they store information about trails, points of interest, all those practical details you need to plan an outdoor adventure.
Okay, so GeoTrack Admin is like the command center, but what about the stuff we actually see, like when we're planning a hike?
Ah, that's where the public-facing part of GeoTrek comes in, often called GeoTrek Rando. It's what you interact with, the website, the app, whatever. It takes all that data from GeoTrek Admin and presents it in a nice user-friendly format. Maps, descriptions, photos, all that good stuff.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So like GeoTrack Admin is the back office and GeoTrack Rando is what we see as hikers or like nature enthusiasts.
You got it. There's also GeoTrek Mobile. It's a dedicated mobile app that lets you access all this information while you're actually out on the trail. Pretty handy, right?
Super handy. So it's like having a virtual guide in your pocket.
Exactly. Okay, now let's talk about what GeoTrek can actually do. It's designed to be super comprehensive, with different sections for managing specific types of info.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Okay, so one of the fundamental parts is managing what we call paths. These are the actual routes on the ground. Think of them like the building blocks of any trail.
The raw material, so to speak.
Exactly. And here's where things get really clever. GeoTrek uses something called dynamic segmentation.
Ah, sounds fancy.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Imagine a really long trail. Instead of having to describe every single tiny bit of it individually, dynamic segmentation lets you define characteristics for sections of the path.
So, like, instead of labeling every single step, you can just say, okay, this stretch is paved, this stretch is gravel, and so on.
Exactly. It's way more efficient, especially for managing really complex trail networks.
Makes total sense.
Okay, so you've got your paths, right? The next step is to create trails. These are the actual routes that you see published online, the ones you'd actually follow for a hike or bike ride. They're basically combinations of different path sections put together to create a full, cohesive experience.
Gotcha. So paths are the ingredients and trails are the finished recipes.
Perfect analogy. Now, to make sure you don't get lost on those trails, GeoTrek has a whole system for managing signage and blade. That's how they keep track of all those signs and markers that guide you along the way.
Right, those are crucial. Otherwise, we'd all be wandering aimlessly.
Exactly. And then there are POIs, points of interest. Those are all the cool things you might encounter along a trail. Scenic viewpoints, historical markers, anything noteworthy. GeoTrek even uses different icons on the map for different types of POIs. So you can quickly spot that waterfall icon or that little picnic table symbol.
I love those little icons. They make it so much easier to find what you're looking for.
Me too. And it's not just about trails and POIs. GeoTrek also has a whole section for managing tourism information and events happening in the region.
So it's like a one-stop shop for planning your whole outdoor adventure.
Exactly. Then you've got the land section, where they can manage any specific rules or regulations related to, well, the land itself.
Makes sense. Gotta respect the environment.
For the adventurers out there, they've got a special outdoor module that lets you manage things like climbing routes and sites. They can even break down a big climb into smaller sections within the system.
They've really thought of everything. What about environmental concerns?
Oh, absolutely. GeoTrek has a sensitive areas module specifically for that. It helps identify and manage areas that might be fragile, ecologically sensitive, and they can even share that info with the public if a trail happens to pass through one of those zones.
That's really important for preserving those special places.
Absolutely. And there's also a zoning module for managing different types of zones, like protected areas, restricted areas, things like that.
So it's about being responsible and aware of the bigger picture, not just focusing on the trails themselves.
Exactly. Now, on the more practical side, you've got the interventions module. This is where they track all the maintenance work, improvements, anything that happens on the
So
trails.
it's like a maintenance log.
Exactly. And finally, there's the statuses module, where they can keep track of all those important details about different parts of the trail. The surface type, who owns the land, which organizations are responsible for maintaining it, that kind of stuff.
It really does seem like GeoTrek covers every single aspect of managing outdoor spaces, from the nitty-gritty details to the big picture stuff.
It does. Okay, so now let's zoom back in on that central control hub we talked about, GeoTrek Admin. Remember, this is where all the behind-the-scenes action happens. It's got a super user-friendly interface, and you access it all through your web browser. So when someone who manages these trails logs in, they'll typically see a map on one side and lists of all the things they're managing, trails, points of interest, and so on the other side. What's really neat is that the list often filters automatically based on what you're looking at on the map.
Wait, so if I'm zoomed in on a specific area, the list will only show me trails and points of interest in that area.
Exactly. Super convenient, right?
That's really cool. It seems very intuitive, like it just guides you to what you need.
It is. And of course, you've got all the standard map tools, zooming, panning, switching between different layers of information. Plus, if you ever need to work with the data outside of GeoTrek, you can usually export those lists into a different format.
So it's flexible too. Okay, let's say someone needs to add a new trail or update information about an existing one. How does that work in GeoTrek Admin?
Okay, so when you go to edit a trail, you'll have all these different fields where you can input the details, the name of the trail, a description, all that good stuff. And since a lot of these outdoor areas get visitors from all over the world, GeoTrek often supports multiple languages.
That's a nice touch. Makes it accessible to a wider audience.
Definitely. Now, for the actual trail itself, you have these really handy drawing tools. You can literally draw the route right on the map. You can even force it to pass through specific points if you need to.
That makes a lot of sense. You got to make sure the digital map matches the reality on the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For longer descriptions and stuff, there's usually a visual text editor, super user-friendly, lets you format everything nicely. Oh, and here's a pro tip. You can overlay other map data, like a GPX file from your GPS device, while you're editing.
That sounds super helpful. So it's like a visual, interactive way to map out the trails.
Exactly. And of course, you've got measurement tools so you can accurately calculate distances and all those important metrics.
Nice. So it really is a comprehensive system for managing both the text information and the geographic details of the trails. What about configuring the system itself? Can they customize things in GeoTrek Admin?
Absolutely. They can customize a ton of stuff. For example, they can create their own lists of options for things like trail types, difficulty levels, themes.
So it's adaptable to different regions, different types of trails.
Exactly. They can also manage user accounts so they can control who has access to what, who can edit what, that kind of stuff.
That's important. Don't want just anyone messing with the trail data.
You got it. And remember how we talked about multi-language support? That's configured here too. Plus, this is where they connect GeoTrack to all those external tourism databases to pull in relevant info.
So it's really integrated with the wider tourism ecosystem. What about the maps themselves? Can they customize those too?
Oh, absolutely. They could choose which base maps to use, like OpenStreetMap or a more specialized mapping service. They could even upload their own custom icons, like if they want to mark a specific type of tree or something that's unique to their area.
That's awesome. So it really gives them a lot of control over the look and feel of the
It
maps.
does. And here's another cool thing. You can attach files to trails and points of interests, photos, videos, documents. You can even add descriptions and categorize them so it's easy to find what you need.
So it's a multimedia experience too. That's great for like visually showcasing the beauty of the trails.
Exactly. And there's this awesome annotation tool where you can add notes and markings directly onto images.
Oh, like if you want to highlight a specific feature in a photo.
Exactly. It's super handy for adding extra context. Now, one more really useful thing in GeoTrek Admin is what they call labels. Imagine these like pre-written snippets of information that you can create once and then apply to multiple trails.
Give me an example.
Okay, let's say you have a bunch of trails that are known for their wildflowers in the springtime. You could create a label called Wildflower Season and apply it to all those trails.
Oh, that's smart. So it's like a shortcut for adding common information, and then it helps with consistency too.
Exactly. And these labels can also be used as filters on the public-facing website. So if you're looking for a trail with wildflowers, you can just filter by that label. Super convenient.
So it's a win-win efficient for the managers and super helpful for the users. Okay, last question. You mentioned something called an API earlier. What's that all about?
Ah, yes. The API, short for Application Programming Interface, think of it like this. It's how GeoTrek talks to other computer systems and applications. It's basically a way to share data between different platforms.
So it's like a bridge that connects GeoTrek to the wider digital world.
Exactly. It makes the information even more accessible and useful.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground here. So, just to wrap things up, GeoTrek is this super powerful and versatile system for managing outdoor spaces, and GeoTrek Admin is the heart of it all, the control center where everything happens.
You got it. And while it's packed with features and customizations, the main goal is really simple: to make it easier for people to manage these outdoor spaces and to make sure you, the public, have access to accurate and helpful information so you can enjoy those spaces to the fullest.
It really does make you appreciate all the work that goes on behind the scenes to make these outdoor adventures possible. Next time you're planning a hike or you're browsing a trail map online, think about GeoTrek. Think about all the data, all the effort that went into making that information available to you. Maybe you'll even be curious enough to check out geotrek.fr, just to see how it all works.
Yeah, I think everyone who loves the outdoors would find it fascinating.
It definitely gives you a new perspective, that's for sure.
It does.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
And until next time, happy trails, everyone.
Happy trails.